Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Depo Provera lawsuit. Her name is Rhea Lovell.
Rhea Lovell, okay.
And if, phone number is 3322013788.
Okay, thank you. You could proceed with the transfer.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hello, Rhea.
Just give me a second, sir. I'm just connecting you with her.
No problem.
Yeah.
Hello?
Just a second, sir. Just a second.
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hi. Is this Rhea?
Yes, it is.
Hi. My name is Brandon. I'll be your intake specialist today towards the Depo Provera lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line. How are you?
I'm kind of okay.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Now, like I said, this is regarding the Depo Provera lawsuit. Are you interested in starting a claim today?
Yes, please.
Okay. And have you ever spoken to any attorneys other than the one you just spoke to in the past?
No, I've never.
Got it. And in regards to any documents, have you ever signed any with any law firms against Depo Provera?
No, I've never.
Got it. Okay. Now, this would be you filing the claim, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you took Depo yourself. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Got it. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. Was it of the brain or of the spine?
My brain.
The brain. And when were you diagnosed?
When was I diagnosed?
Yes. At what date?
I need to remember this.
Do you remember what year it was?
It was 2021. It was December 2021.
Mm-hmm. December 2021. Okay, got it.
Yes.
And what is your date of birth?
It's 06-23-94.
1994. Got it. And you did say December 2021. Do you happen to know the day? It's okay if you don't.
I can't remember. It was like around Christmas time, I think. Yeah, it was around Christmas time. I can't remember the exact date. But
so around
I know
the 25th.
It was December. Maybe before, but it was around that time.
Okay, got it. I'll put that down as an approximate date then. Now, do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera in the same way that you were?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, got it. So on to questions about the shots that you were taking. I do want to confirm with you, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Pardon me?
Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason for the question is there are subtypes and there's generic types. Did you just use the regular type?
I didn't use it. My doctor prescribed that.
Right. And that was the regular one, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Now, did you use it for 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And in 1 year, can you confirm
Okay, so I have used it for 3 years, 3 years, 3 years, going three years and 9 months, like around that.
3 years and 9 months, so almost 4 years straight you used it for?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And when it comes down to your usage, in one of those 3 years, did you take at least 4 injections in a single year?
I know I took 15 shots.
I see. And in 1 year, you would get those shots every 3 months. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. So you would have to have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Yes, it's one every 3 months.
Got it. Okay. Now, if you had to put a year on it, when was the first year you ever took Depo-Provera?
February. I started February 2018.
In 2018. Okay. Got it.
Yes.
And when was the last time that you ever took a shot?
November 2021.
I see. So a month before you were diagnosed.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Got it. And you were diagnosed with this meningioma. Did you go through any treatment?
Yes.
What type of treatment was that? Was it a surgery, or did they do any type of radiation?
They did tests on me.
They did tests on you. Okay, got it.
Yeah, blood test, CT scan, a biopsy.
And a biopsy as well. Are you still dealing with the meningioma to this day?
Yeah, I still get severe headaches.
You still get headaches, chronic headaches as well. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
I know it's a lot to deal with. Okay, got it. So you've been dealing with it for about 4 years now.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Is it been getting more manageable for you, or is it still difficult to live with?
It is kind of difficult, but, you know, I still have life, so...
Right, right. I see. Okay. Well, on to questions about yourself. Now, this is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And what is your current marital status?
I'm single.
Okay. And your first name is Rhea, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
R-I-A.
R-I-A. Okay. And do you have a middle name, Rhea?
Yes. Chanel, C-H-A-N-E-L.
Okay. C-H-A-N-E-L.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And your last name, is that Lovell?
Lovell, L-O-V-E-L-L.
O-V-E-L-L. Got it. L-O-V-E-L-L. Okay, so Rhea,
yes.
Chanel Lovell. Now,
yes.
What is your social?
It's 872. 661713.
872-661713.
Yes.
Okay. For your primary contact information, do you have a primary email that works best for you?
The same email that I gave to you earlier.
Okay. Can you give that to me one more time? I believe it was to the other person that was talking to you. I need to verify it.
Yeah. I'm so confused right now. Anyways, so it's LOVELLRIA741 at gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. So it's your last name, then your first name, 741 at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And for the primary phone number I have for you, is that 332-201-3788?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is this your mobile?
Yes.
Got it. And how do you prefer your phone contact? Would it be through calls, texts, emails?
Calls is more better. Emails too.
Okay. Got it. I'll put down emails just so you can know who's trying to contact you at the very least. Now, do you work in the mornings, or are you more commonly free at a different time of the day?
The afternoon is better for me.
Afternoons are best. Okay. Got it. And what is your current address?
It's 2 Elton Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11208, apartment 4H.
Apartment 4H?
Yes, H as in house.
Okay, give me one second here. Apartment 4H, and H as in house. And you said this is in Brooklyn, of course, in New York, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I got that down. Now, back to Depo-Provera. This was administered by your doctor, correct?
Yes.
Got it. And about how many times did you say you were injected with the product?
15.
15 times, okay. And do you remember what the name of your doctor was?
His name was Gene Edwin, yeah.
Okay. And how was Gene spelled? Do you remember?
J-E-A-N.
Okay, got it. So Gene Edwin was the doctor that you went to. And what hospital or what clinic, I should say, was it administered at?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn Clinic?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one second. Let me see if I can find the correct spot here. And do you remember what street that was off of?
It's the Brooklyn Center. It's the Brooklyn Hospital Center, I think. That's the name.
Okay. Brooklyn Hospital Center?
Yes.
Let me see here. I believe that would be off of DeKalb Avenue, correct?
Yes.
I see which one. Okay.
Something like that, I think.
Right. The Brooklyn Hospital Center. Okay.
Yes.
I have that down. And I do have the phone number for the establishment. Do you have your doctor's phone number? It's okay if you don't.
Yes, I do. I have the number.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
It's 71. Hold on. Let me get a minute. Hold on.
No problem.
So it's 718 250.
Got it.
6559. Yes.
Got it. Okay. 6559. Got it. And this doctor, Gene Edwin, the same doctor that prescribed you Depo-Provera?
Pardon me?
Gene Edwin, was this the doctor that prescribed you initially Depo-Provera?
No. It's Dr. Edward.
Dr. Edward prescribed you. Okay. So Dr. Edward, and what was Edward's, is Edward the first name or the last name?
That's the first name. He was the doctor who diagnosed and treated me.
I see. What was his first name?
His first name is Edward. Edward.
And
Edward,
last name?
Yeah. C-H-A-I.
C-H-A-I. Okay, so Dr. Edward Chai. And this was the doctor that diagnosed you initially for the meningioma, correct?
Yeah, and treated me.
And treated you as well. Okay, got it. Give me one second. I'm going to put his name down here. And you said that they went through a CT scan as well as an MRI. Was it both?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And was he at the same hospital, the Brooklyn Hospital Center?
No.
Okay, which hospital is he at?
He was at, hold on, I have to check back my...
It's okay, I apologize, I know it's a lot of information.
Yeah, so sorry.
It's okay.
On 86th Street, Felix Street.
Okay, so 86th
Street, Felix Street.
Street, Felix Street. Okay, give me one second here.
Okay.
86th Street, Felix Street, and this is the Physicians Pavilion.
Yes.
And that's at Brooklyn Health Center, floor one. Okay, got it. Give me one second here. And this is where you were also treated?
Yeah, that's where I was treated.
Got it. Okay. And I do have their phone number here. Do you have a phone number to go along with them?
I didn't think I had saved the number.
Right. Okay.
But I can check to see.
If you do, I can take it. And the Dr. Edward Chai, what was his specialty?
I know his number had started with an 833.
833. I believe I have the same number. I have 833-824-2669.
I can't remember. I have to say, but I know, I think in my head, I know it's always at 833 or 83 something.
I see. Okay, no problem. And
he was a neurosurgeon.
A neurosurgeon. Okay. Got it. And this is a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
If I had ever had what?
A prior cancer diagnosis. Have you ever been diagnosed with cancer before? No? Okay. Well,
no.
Glad to hear. Got it. And going back to the Depo-Provera shot, afterwards, were you ever prescribed any type of medication in general?
No.
You never had medication. Okay, got it. Give me one second here. And we're almost done here, by the way, at the last questions here. Now, when it comes to your treatment, did they just monitor the meningioma afterwards, or did they put you through any type of radiation to try and shrink the meningioma or anything of that sort?
Yes.
They did?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it radiation, or did they put you through any chemo?
Yes, I went through the chemo, radiation, and everything.
I see. Okay. How are you doing now after the radiation and chemo? Was it a lot to go through?
It was.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been through a lot of trauma, so.
It's definitely a lot. Okay. And the doctor who helped you through the radiation and chemo, was that also Edward Chai?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And this was all at the same hospital, correct?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Now, when it comes to your medical records, do you still have those in your possession, or are they with your hospital?
They're with my doctor.
I see. Okay. Got it. And the time that you were hospitalized for the meningioma was during treatment for the radiation and chemo, as well as when you were initially diagnosed, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how long after you were diagnosed did you go through your first rounds of radiation or chemo?
Pardon me?
How long after you were diagnosed did you go through treatment? Was it the following year?
It was in December.
It was still in December as well?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So it's still around Christmas, towards the end of the year. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you say that you had your medical records, or were they with the hospital?
I don't have it.
Okay. Would you be able to obtain them?
I'm not in New York at the moment.
Oh, I see. Well, in regards to a call, if you were to call them and ask them for your medical records, would you be able to do so?
I will have to get it in person.
I see. Okay. But you would be able to when you're
back. I can try and see, but most likely they will want me to get it in person.
Right. And would you be able to get it in person at a certain point?
When that time comes, yes. But like I said, I'm not in New York right now.
I understand. Okay. I'll go ahead and make a note of that then. So say if you did have those medical records in hand, would you be able to email them?
Yes.
Okay. I'll mark that off here. And my last question is if you would like to put down an emergency contact for this claim in case we're unable to reach you.
No.
Okay. Let me mark that off here. I'll go ahead and put your own email for this then, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. And that would be LavelleRia741. I'll put that down.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Well, that was the last question I had for you. Now, you do seem to look like you can qualify for this claim at the very least. Now, give me 1 second here, okay?
No problem.
Okay, you should be all set here. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text from my personal desk line. Now, I'm going to be sending documents over to your text messages as well as your email so you have it in both places, okay? And what these are they're going to be the attorney's retainer documents. So this is what allows the attorney to process the claim. They're going to verify you ahead of time to make sure this information is correct with you. But you're all set from here.
Okay, thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Of course.
So much.
I know it's a lot to have to deal with and a big conversation, but thank you for following through. And I'll make sure to send that text now. My name was Brandon Sharp, by the way, okay?
All right, thank you.
Of course. I hope you have a good day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. You as well. Bye.